Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, listeners. It's Nug Nargang here. Just wanted to let you know that Illusionoid now has a Patreon account. We want to continue to grow our audience, and with your support, we can provide more content, offer exclusive merchandise, advertise our podcast to new listeners, and cover our monthly operating costs. You can donate as little as $1 a month to help us reach our goal. For more than a dollar, you can get your name read in the credits, you can get some cool swag, you can title an episode, and even create a character for us to use. Check out patreon.com/illusionoid for all the information and goodies you can get by being a supporter. That's patreon.com/illusionoid. Thanks.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Can you hear me? I'm recording this on the second most powerful computer known to creation. The BlackBerry Playbook. 900,000th generation. It's mostly organic, yet not living. Just a pile of skin and organs that I use to look at pictures. Hear me now! Yes, it was technology that built Illusionoid, but not just science contributed to our doom. Also, the supernormal, or the paranatural. So when Jack Fry's van broke down 3 miles away from the McGonagall Mansion, unfortunate events just got unfortunater!
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I just had this thing tuned up and now... Oh, man. Bobby... I thought this was your idea to take this trip across country.
It was going to be amazing.
Yeah,
it was going to be awesome. We were going to get all the way across the country, and then we were going to turn around, and we were going to come back across the country on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
And we would only have to look out the right side of the window on the way there, and then we wouldn't have to change what window we looked out on the way back.
But now we're stuck here, man, in the middle of, like, nowhere.
Well, whose idea was to take the back road?
Hey, look. Sometimes the road less traveled is less travel for a reason, okay? Because there's, like, cool things to see there.
You're totally right, man.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Look, we're already turning this horrible, unfortunater situation into something that is going to be much more fortunate. And you know what? I just happened to see, as we were coming around that last corner, a house on the hill over there.
Hey, Matt, when life just gives you, you know, mysterious houses...
Make lemonade.
Let's go see if they have any.
Let's check it out.
This road trip just turned into a walking trip.
Hey,
here we go.
Hey.
Okay.
All right, well,
here we are.
This is old house.
Yeah, you know, there's a word that just popped in my head. It's foreboding.
Foreboding.
Yeah, so it's
I
like...
I get you, man. There's a lake at the back.
Yeah.
We are totally going to go boating.
Yeah,
lake. This is amazing.
This is like a resort for boating.
I just hit this bell.
All right.
Nothing happened. Do you think anybody's home?
I don't know.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Are you... Did you open that door without us noticing?
Yes.
That's a quiet door, man.
Yeah, seriously.
It's well-oiled.
Huh.
So as not to creak.
I like that.
Well, that makes me feel pretty good, because our van is broken down.
Yeah.
Oh, how unfortunate.
Yeah, we were hoping we could either, like, you know, use your phone or, you know...
We do not have a telephone.
Do you have, mechanical skills?
I have a gentleman that lives here that has some mechanical skills. Perhaps he could fix your vehicle.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah, because we're on a cross-country trip. My name's Bobby.
Yeah, and I'm Daryl?
Yeah, well, we all call him Jack.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Jack, that's right. Middle name's Daryl.
Mr. Yeah. Bobby, Master Jack Daryl.
Jack Daryl.
Won't you come in?
Sure.
I'll send my assistant to gather your vehicle.
Okay. Can we just have a seat here?
Have
on
a
this?
Seat here in the parlor. I'll go fetch some towels.
Hey, sorry, mister. I didn't catch your name.
That's right. You didn't. I'll be right back.
Oh, did you notice anything strange about that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
He was weird.
Did you notice that his ankles were covered in blood?
Yeah. That was weird. I didn't want to say anything in case he'd been
Gentlemen,
walking.
Here are some towels for you.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
I wasn't sure if you were wet or not, but towels are always a good idea.
Yeah, I was a little wet around my ankular region. Is anybody else wet around their ankular region?
No, Jack Daryl, I believe he's speaking to you.
No, we were just wondering if anybody else around here besides the two of us, Bobby and myself?
Or, either by rain or mud or, anything else like...
I don't believe so. Gentlemen, the towels are here for your use. I've sent my assistant, Reuben, to gather your vehicle.
Reuben?
He should be fixing it post-haste. But it may not be done until the morning.
We, didn't catch your name.
That's right, because I haven't said it.
Sheesh. Oh, man. Hey, look at this couch.
Hey, that's a sweet couch. Dibs!
This couch, dude, this couch has a face.
Oh, my God. Undibs!
Oh, God.
This couch has a face right where you would sit.
Gentlemen.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, wow. Ha. Whew. Okay, you're silent when you move.
Yeah.
It's true.
Not even any sloshing from what might be in your shoes.
Very quiet. Gentlemen, I have arranged rooms for the two of you tonight. You each get your own room.
Hold on.
No need to sleep on the couch. It is very lumpy.
I would like to sleep with Bobby. Did I say that out loud?
I didn't know that you two were an item.
Dude, we're
no,
not.
It's just that we've spent the last 3 weeks in a van.
Yeah.
And we've gotten to know each other very well.
Well, then one would think you'd want your own bed.
I would feel more comfortable, and Bobby, I don't want to speak for you and presume that, you know, but I would feel comfortable if we were to share a bed.
I'm kind of into my own room, to be honest with you. I'm kind of excited.
Bobby, I offer to split the difference. I have a room with two separate beds in it, if you'd prefer.
Oh, sounds that's good. Yeah,
sounds
that's
good.
Great.
Sounds good. We'll push those together.
Excellent. It is just up the stairs, down the corridor,
up and down.
The third door on the left.
Up the stairs, along the corridor, third door.
Door on the left.
Okay. To the left.
Is there a rhyme that could help us remember that?
Yeah.
Up the stairs, down the corridor, third door to the left. That's where your bedroom is.
What?
Ah, that's good. That's unconventional.
Please, follow me. I'll show you to your rooms.
Yeah, that was like free verse that he did there.
Yeah, it was like prose.
Yeah,
he was dropping it wild.
Yeah, it was like haiku or something.
Yeah.
All right, now just down this corridor.
Okay. Ooh, that's... Can we check in this room here?
No.
Okay.
What about this room?
No.
It's got... And what about the room?
No.
How about this one that
no.
looks...
No.
It's got bones
no.
door.
No.
And this one with an abattoir?
No.
Horse
no.
door?
No.
Door of
no.
mist?
No.
a door made of sound.
Perhaps later. Oh, here we are.
Okay, that was how many doors was that we passed? That is more than three.
You're right. Yeah.
Enjoy your room. There's fresh bedclothes. There's a nightshirt over here on the credenza.
Dibs on that nightshirt,
dude. It has a face.
There's also pajamas over here on the Fennin.
Enjoy. Which one?
Over here on the Fennin, next to the Crimson. Thank you very much. Gentlemen, feel free to join me for breakfast in the morning, should there be a morning. Goodbye.
But catch your name.
Do you hear that?
Yeah?
That's scratching.
That's coming from inside the wall, Bob.
Inside the wall?
Shh!
Inside the wall.
Yes. I saw this thing on a movie once. It's Morse code.
Let me just...
That was R.
That was
A.
Okay.
T. A.
That was the same as the lat.
R.
Ratra.
R.
Ratra.
B.
Ratra.
N.
Ratrovan.
Ratrovan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What is that?
You know what that is? I just remembered something when I was in grade five. I was on a camping trip, and we sat around the campfire and we were telling each other the story. And there's a demon called Ratrovan that comes and gets you.
Oh, my God.
When you're in.
Hey, let me out of this jam.
Oh, my God.
I'm stuck in the jam.
It lives inside walls.
Hey, I'm a bead inside this
worm. I'm a bead inside a
wall. Listen,
I'm on the
edge. Oh my God! Let me Appletown.
The door's stuck. I can't get out.
Open the door.
Jiggle the handle.
Jiggle the handle. It won't open.
Open the door.
Benny Cramson. Benny Hickleman.
Open the door.
Okay. All right. Whatever you are, inside the wall. Whatever you are, just take a deep breath. Hey, look at this. Look, Bobby, over here, there's like a grate or like a ventilation grill. Ooh, you can pry this off and see if we can get in there.
I've still got my Phillips all sorts.
Sweet! We're gonna get you out of there.
You gotta get me out of this now!
Oh,
look at this guy.
Hey.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey. Oh, my God. There's more people here?
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
A minute?
Yeah, like that. Tops, maybe.
What have you been here for?
I've been here for 17 years.
What? Wow, in the walls?
Oh, you have no idea.
You're surprisingly lucid.
My car broke down. I came here for help. The guy with... I never got his name. Did you guys get his name?
No, I think his name was Fennin Cramston.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the Fennin over there. That's the Cramston. He let me in. He gave me a room. But I can't get out of this house.
Have you tried?
I've walked through every door. I've gone down every hallway. I can't find the stairs. I can't find the front door. This house is a labyrinth.
You know what? You're right. Because he told us it was up the stairs, down the hall, third door on the left. And when we walked here, there was a door of mist.
A door of mist, a door of sound, a door made of horse meat.
Don't go in that one.
And an abattoir
door. I've been through all these doors. I find new doors every day. I found a door made of light.
Oh.
Whoa.
I found a door made of sound.
Sound door.
Yeah. It was loud. It really tried to keep me out.
So did you find a door that took you inside the wall?
I found a door. Here's the thing. Things move. Doors, hallways, everything moves. You're never in the same place twice. When you open a door, you never know where you're going to end up.
Do you guys think there's a door made of kisses? Because that would be not a bad door.
It would be pretty good.
You're missing the point. You're trapped. I've been here for 17 years.
Trying to get out the
whole time. Trying to get out.
Did your car get fixed?
I don't know. He sent Reuben to go fix it or fetch it. I don't think he did.
You know, my Phillips All-Starts opened the vent on the wall. Maybe it'll open this door.
Maybe. It's worth a shot, right?
All right. I'm just going to screw it a little.
You're just going to end
up. Look at this.
It opened.
Hey.
Go ahead. Go through it. See where you end up.
Okay.
Okay. Let's rock this corridor.
All right.
I'll go with you. Maybe I can help.
Oh, This corridor seems a lot longer than it did before.
Gentlemen.
Hello? Reuben. Oh, hello, Reuben. You're Reuben, right?
Correct, I am Reuben. Just working on your fan.
Yeah.
What happened to my car, Reuben?
Oh, your car, yeah. It's on the list.
Okay, so our van, is our van good to go? I think it was probably a spark plug thing.
Just got to get to this guy's car, and then I'm going to start working on your van.
Reuben, what if I'm on the list and their van's next, what's before me?
Oh, there's a station wagon and a motorcycle and also a canoe.
Wait, how?
Canoes are non-mechanical.
Are you saying that the owners of these vehicles are in this house?
Yes, they're waiting in the doors and the rooms in this corridor, just waiting for the cars to be fixed.
Reuben, our friend here, and I think, what did you say your name was?
My name?
Wallman, yeah. Wallman. Danny Wallman?
No.
Could it be?
No, I'm not Danny Wallman.
Mr. Wallman, your car is
on
the list.
Oh, thank you. I'm Kevin Wallman.
Kevin Wallman. Kevin's been here for 17 years. We just got here, about 90 seconds ago. And we're pretty eager to get going, too.
I think my supervisor mentioned I have some mechanical skills.
Fenny Cramson?
Not a mechanic, all right? I have some skills.
Okay, Reuben.
So I'm working.
I understand.
As fast as I can.
I understand.
If you'll just leave me to
I'm
my
fine.
Work.
Reuben, thank you for...
Okay.
Thank you, Reuben.
I'll be it servicing the vehicles.
Okay. Would you like a lozenge?
I'm so lightheaded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Reuben.
Thanks, Reuben.
As you were.
It's the second time I've seen Reuben in 17 years.
Did you see him before? We never even got to see that guy. We just saw Sloshy Angles.
I never did get his name. He never gave his name.
No, he never did. I asked him twice, three times.
He works for someone else here.
There's a superior?
Do you think there's somebody above the mysterious man with the bloody ankles?
Yes, there's the master of the house.
Guys, I think I know who that is. It's the house itself.
Oh, my God. You mean this house is alive?
I think this house is alive.
Like it's a sentient house.
Sentient house.
Maybe if we just appeal to the better reasons of the house.
Oh, yeah. I've tried that. I've had 17 years to appeal. I've prayed to God, to Satan, to the house, to the sun, to the floor. I've prayed to everything. I prayed to Thor, Zeus, Hercules.
Did that work?
No.
Check out this portrait on the wall. Alvy McGarnacle, master of the house. Oh. Do you guys suppose that after McGarnacle died, his life force and everything he was and all that he hated was transferred into the walls of these house because he loved living here so much?
I don't know. That's pretty far-fetched.
No, it doesn't sound reasonable at all.
All right. For real? Like, that's something you believe?
That's pretty far out. Something
that's like... way out there, buddy.
Okay. Yeah. But what if... he's right.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, see?
But just crazy enough to be true.
Oh, my God. So you know what? Hold on. Here's an old volume bound in human skin.
Oh,
look at this.
Open it.
Okay.
It's got a face on it.
Oh, my God! Ah!
Hello, I'm the book.
Ooh, you speak.
What do you need to know?
Can you tell us what it is that Devin McGarnacle...
Alvy McGarnacle!
Alvy McGarnacle...
Oh, the master of the house?
Yes! What he wanted most of all out of life.
The one thing Master McGarnacle wanted his whole life was friendship.
Do you have an appendix on...
I don't have an appendix. I'm a book. Oh. I have no internal organs.
Any chapter on simple mechanics? Fix a van?
No.
Okay.
I'm just the history of the McGonagall family.
Let me connect a few dots here, guys.
I'm not that kind of book.
Oh, right.
Let me just pop something up out of this book.
I'm not that kind of book.
Damn. Oh. Hold on. When
let me look for some porn.
I have some in the back.
Okay.
Some in the back. That's what she said.
Yeah. Come on.
You know, I was thinking, guys, when we got here, Dave, we thought this place was foreboding, right?
Which one of you is Dave?
That's me. Dave, David Bobby.
And I am...
Jack...
Daryl.
Jack Darryl. When we bust out the bourbon, we say, hey, time for some Jack Darryl.
Yeah. My name is Kevin Book, and I've been dying to ask, why has the master kept us all here?
He only wanted friendship.
Friendship.
He wanted it his whole life.
Yep.
Sadly, he designed a creepy house and no one would come by.
Then perhaps we just need to be friends to him?
So we thought this place was foreboding.
Yes.
And he wants friendship.
So it's friend-boding.
That's it. We solved it.
Hear us, Alvy McGarnacle!
It has been an age since my name was spoken aloud.
Well, actually, he just said it when he read the thing on the bottom of your painting.
Oh, but I didn't project it like this.
No.
Alvy McGarnacle, can you hear me?
We can hear you!
We? Who's we?
It's the royal we. What is your request?
We have come here. Our vans have broken and Kevin's car is broken. We have come here to be your friend and hang out.
It has been a millennia since anyone has offered me their friendship.
Wow,
dude! And that is why I've been so lonely.
Alvy, can you let us out of this house?
Yes, I can.
Why has it taken 17 years for me to ask this question?
I was waiting for you to answer the question, or to ask the question. It was quite obvious, and I thought, you know, here's someone who could be worthy of my friendship, but he's got to have enough smarts to ask me the right question.
Oh, I feel so stupid.
Okay, so, you know, do we have to be friends with you here, or we can just go on Facebook and,
Well, I'm going to manifest myself physically.
Will the house disappear? Will we disappear with the house?
The house will disappear. I won't. Here I go!
Whoa! We're outside!
There we are.
In the night.
Oh, to breathe air again.
Gentlemen.
Reuben!
Ah, Reuben!
Your car and van have been fixed.
Thank you, Reuben.
Thank you.
And now I will go.
Reuben, hold on a moment.
Yes, Mr. McGonagall.
You know what I see? I see us as a... Just go with me on this. A crime-fighting bunch of hotheads who are just going to travel the world and just solve crimes.
I see something else, Mr. McGarnagle.
What do you see, Kevin?
Reuben?
Yes?
I don't see a crime-fighting team with you two. I see friends.
All this time, right in front of me.
Hey, Jack?
Yeah, man?
I see friends too, man.
So do I, dude.
Maybe, more than friends?
Yeah.
Forget I said that. I was joking.
Yeah, I was joking. I was scared before. That's why I wanted to have the room together.
Got it. I didn't know what
bed.
You meant.
It was
so
just,
that was
it was
a stupid joke on my part.
I've been in here 17 years. I don't see any friends.
Anyways, the van is working.
Yeah, you got your car, right, Kevin?
We're all friends now, right?
Yeah.
Right now, we're friends?
Yeah, of course we are. You know what? Let's loosen the definition of friend right now.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
Let's expand it to mean just anyone you happen to have met.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then the guy with the bloody ankles is our friend, too.
Yeah, good guy, sure.
Well, I just hope we never run into him again.
Hello.
Let's get out of here!
Creeping Corridor, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Bobby and Reuben, Lee Smart as Jack Darryl and the ghost of Alvy McGarnagle, and Nug Nargang as Kevin, Mr. Bloody Ankles, and The Book. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right. The official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.